Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
You need it, that's for sure. You receive, but always want more.
The great American novelist Thomas Wolfe wrote, "You Can't Go Home Again." The great indie rock group My Morning Jacket just did. Back to Louisville, Kentucky, to record their sixth album, Circuital. They are legends on the live circuit. Now they've taken it all back home. We'll ask what that means. This hour on Point, My Morning Jacket takes it all home. You can join the conversation. Are you a My Morning Jacket fan? Have you seen them at Bonnaroo in Louisville in your city? What sets this band apart? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, and you can comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. My Morning Jacket's new album is Circuital. They had a big release concert in Louisville last month, filmed by director Todd Haynes of Far From Heaven and the unconventional Dylan biopic I'm Not There, and streamed live online. You can see excerpts at our website, onpointradio.org. Now they're kicking off a big North American tour. They played Bonnaroo in Tennessee last week. We'll be in Chicago tomorrow. Milwaukee on Friday. Rolling Stone finds space rock with a soul heartbeat on their new album. Joining me now from Louisville are three members of the band. Jim James is lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter, named one of Rolling Stone magazine's new guitar gods in 2007. Jim James, welcome to On Point. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
With us also from My Morning Jacket, Tom Blankenship, bass guitarist, founding member of the band. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got Patrick Hallahan with us, drummer for My Morning Jacket, joined up in 2002. Patrick Hallahan, welcome. Great to have you.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
So you're about to head on, out on the road for a great big tour. I'm looking at all these dates. I mean, you are all over the USA and then beyond the USA. Do you welcome it, Jim, Tom, Patrick, or is it like, oh no, here we go?
Beyond. We welcome it. We've had a pretty good chunk of time off and time in the studio and stuff, so once you've had your fair share of that, you're pretty excited to get back out on the road again.
And do you track which part of the country or the world you're in by the response you get from audiences? I mean, Milwaukee and Chicago the next couple of days, then L.A., Seattle, Vancouver, West Coast, Santa Barbara, then back east, Toronto, Montreal, London. Does it feel different what comes back from the crowd depending where you are?
Absolutely, yeah. That's definitely one of the things that's, I mean, really, even in the United States, it's almost like the United States is kind of like Europe, because a lot of, so many different states give you so many different feels, kind of almost like they're different countries and stuff, so it always is widely different, especially when you get to go, obviously when you get to go all over the entire globe, it varies very vastly. But yeah, it's
all we do over. Try to keep it pretty comprehensive though,
meaning
we do try to taking it to new places we haven't been before and just trying to reach more people. I think that's the objective as well.
And it looks like it from your lineup here. I mean, you're really on the move this year. And, of course, with this album, you have kind of famously for Circuital taken it home. I want to share something with you guys. I was just playing around with Thomas Wolfe. Of course, he wrote the novel You Can't Go Home Again and published after he died in 1940. But ever since, that's really in the American lexicon. People use that phrase. Bear with me a second. I want to read a little bit from the book. He's got the main character in the book is a guy named George Weber. And here's Thomas Wolfe, the great American novelist. And here's what he writes. And I wonder how this strikes you, having just done some work for a number of you back home in Louisville. Thomas Wolfe writes in the book, he says, "You can't go back home to your family, back home to your childhood, back home to a young man's dreams of glory and of fame, back home to places in the country, back home to the old forms and systems of things which once seemed everlasting but which are changing all the time, back home to the escapes of time and memory. Thomas Wolfe says, you can't do that. You've just kind of done it. What do you think, Jim James? What do you think about that?
I mean, in a way, he's right, because you don't ever, you know, even if you physically return home, you're constantly a new person. You know, each of us is constantly a new person every day, you know, not to mention every year. So I think, I mean, I'm hoping that's what he meant, because I feel like for us, it was funny, because for us, returning home was actually a new thing, because obviously we have been home and live at home, but we had never made an album in Louisville, Kentucky proper. We used to have a studio in Shelbyville, Kentucky, which is 30 minutes away and close, but definitely not the same thing because you're not in the heart of the city. So I don't know. And for us, it was kind of an accidental thing because we hadn't even set out to make this big declaration of we're coming home to record and just so excited to be at home.
Yes, with all of
our
dear home
for us.
Yes. Mama,
I'll be sitting in front of you. Yeah.
I'm coming
Mama
home.
Put a pot on the stove. Here we come.
That wasn't quite it. But yeah, you were there. Did it make a difference?
We were. I mean, we had set out to kind of rehearse in this beautiful old church gymnasium that our buddy Kevin Ratterman had been recording in. And when we set up in there for a couple of days and started playing, we just kind of fell in love with the place. So our battle plan kind of turned from let's rehearse to, oh, whoops, we're actually making the album.
Let's do
here
it.
At home. Yeah, so it kind of just all happened.
In the gym, in the church, in Louisville, let's listen to the title track from the new album, Circuital. My Morning Jacket, with the title track from their new album, Circuital, lead singer Jim James there, Tom Blankenship, bass guitarist, and Patrick Callahan, My Morning Jacket drummer, are with us from Louisville. You can hear Jim James there. He's singing, spinning out gracefully, going nowhere quickly. We're just spinning around, out on the circuits, over the hollowed grounds, out on the circuits. Jim James, I don't know if circuital is even a word. And I don't know if you want us to think about what it means. But what does it, what is this, is it about coming back home, or just about kind of the way life goes in big circles?
I mean, the song kind of happened in a couple different parts. Like, I had kind of been meditating on the, I guess you'd call it the verse, which is the slower part of the song. I've been meditating on that for a while and trying to figure out a place for that to go. And we all got together in the basement and we're kind of playing around with that thing. And just through playing, you know, it kind of blossomed and kind of grew out and started growing legs and arms and blowing up into kind of a bigger, you know, more celebratory kind of rocking statement, I guess, and kept growing and growing and growing. As we were thinking about it and working on it and found ourselves working on it here in Louisville and at this gymnasium, it kind of started thinking about like the circular nature of the song, like wanting the song to kind of return to the same place that the song started from, and how we had kind of made a similar journey, you know, starting out here and traveling all over the world and making a mini return here on our circuit, you know, to be back here recording the record. And just, I don't know. I just kind of, when I was thinking about the song and writing the song, like a lot of the lyrics were coming out as we were playing, and I was trying to sift through them and make it all make sense to me. And it just kind of got me thinking about too, just like the circular nature of life for every living being, you know, that every living being is born out of this mysterious void that, you know, people can try to label it one religious way or another. But at the end of the day, you're born out of this void, and we all travel the circuit of life, you know, around and round and round in all these different ways and all these different places. And but at the end of the day, every living being must return to this void again, you know. So I feel like everybody has to complete the circuit, has to start and end the circuit in the exact same way, regardless of where you come from or who you are.
Rolling Stone calls you guys hippie shamans. You're sounding a little bit that way right there, but it's so true. I mean, Tom Blankenship, what's the process like? You know, Jim is scribbling in his notebook or however he does it, and so you've got the guitar out and you're working up a song. You know, is it sort of hearing lyrics and just kind of feeling it as you go, Tom?
I think it starts with the music before that. Yeah, because I'm still trying to figure out the lyrics.
right. Well, so you're really so. Then, what is it coming up out of Jim's guitar, your guitar, both? How's that work, Tom?
I think it's the collaborative process. It's mm-hmm. the feeling of all of us playing together musically, and like I'm saying, yeah, you try. At least for me, I try to place myself into the lyrics somehow instead of thinking about what's Jim actually mean here. Mm-hmm. I think it's more important for me to. You know,
just be in there
for the lyrics to speak through me in a way, for me to come up with my own meaning for them.
We're going to hear a lot more off the new album and beyond. We're delighted to have you all with us there in Louisville, Kentucky today. My Morning Jacket joins us. Jim James, Tom Blankenship, Patrick Hallahan, all with us. We'll go out with Slow Slow Tune from the new album. And listeners, you can join us. Do you follow My Morning Jacket? What do you hear? What draws you in? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour with Kentucky Rockers, My Morning Jacket, the indie rock fan favorite out of Louisville, where they recorded their latest album, Circuital, Victory Dance Behind Me, from that album. Join us today from Louisville, Kentucky, Jim James, lead vocalist, guitarist, primary songwriter, Tom Blankenship, another founder of the band, bass guitarist there, Patrick Hallahan, drummer for My Morning Jacket, joined up in 2002. We'll ask him about that. Listeners, you can join us this hour. Do you follow My Morning Jacket? What draws you in? Are you hearing them today for the first time? What's the sound? What do you hear in it? And what makes a rock band relevant now? What do you want to hear, need to hear? I'm at 800-423-8255 with My Morning Jacket. 800-423-TALK. Nice reaction online, Jim, Tom, Patrick. Julie says, I saw them at Bonnaroo this year, and they were amazing. MMJ, I guess that's short for you all. Extremely talented, a group of true artists, evident on the new album. I would see them again in a heartbeat. And we've got a lot more as well. Let's turn to some callers, if I may, right here. Stand by there in Louisville. Andy in Spokane, Washington. Great to have you, Andy. What do you know?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I have two little girls, and when my daughter was about 9 months old, you guys were on Austin City Limits, and she stood there holding on to the coffee table and danced for the entire hour they were on.
Hey,
so cool.
From the mouths of babes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I have another one, and she does the same thing. She loves you guys. It's awesome. We love you guys, too.
Why, Andy? What is it? What is it about this crew?
Honestly, your voice, to me, is what I love. And my husband loves the band and whatnot, and he's more instrumental, but I'm definitely lyrical, and I love the voice, so especially The Librarian. That's an awesome song.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Andy, it's great to hear from you in Spokane. Let's get one more, if we may. Nashville, Tennessee. Will is calling. Hi, Will. You're on the air with My Morning Jacket.
Hello, Tom. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Hello from Nashville. I used to live in Louisville. I'm buddies with John Whitaker, an old friend of yours, and Ann Whitaker. I'm sure they'd say hello to you guys.
Yeah.
Andy guys. Anyway, I was on to you guys back at Bonnaroo in like 03, and you guys were shaking your heads repeatedly and playing, and you guys just blew me away. Then I saw you again up in Louisville, open for Bob Dylan, and that was the turning point. And so from then on, I wanted to see you guys as much as possible. And then I met John, and he told me all the story a little bit. You guys are phenomenal, though.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Your voices are just phenomenal.
And thank you very much.
Instrumentation, and it's phenomenal.
Will, I appreciate your call from Nashville. Jim, Tom, Patrick, I want to talk about Bonnaroo a little bit. I mean, Bonnaroo was just there. You've had some epic performances there, the kind of legendary. We've got a little sound of you all playing One Big Holiday, and this is just last Friday, jamming on this song. It's originally off your 03 album, It Still Moves. You guys are famous for, 2, 3, 4 hour performances at Bonnaroo. But here's just last Friday, Bonnaroo, the big music and arts festival in Tennessee, My Morning Jacket with One Big Holiday. One Big Holiday, just last Friday, 85,000 people at Bonnaroo, 200-plus bands, 4 days. That's a lot jammed in. You've got critics saying, wow, overwhelming. But Jim, Tom, Patrick, what is it about you all and Bonnaroo? I mean, it seems to really pop your cork.
That's great. I'm going to start using that. Okay. That's great.
Am I right? You guys really go there.
Well, we were talking to people about it all weekend, and for me personally, I really feel like there's something very special in the ground there, you know, in the spirits in the ground in that plot of land. Because I just feel like when people come to that place, it's like, I don't know, it's just like this magical sense of goodwill kind of comes out, and I feel like people get to step away from there. Everyday life roles and become something different. You know, it's like all these humans get to become these like free floating musical fantasy spirits that are just floating around these grounds, seeing all this music that they love and meeting new people and, you know, just having all these religious experiences. It's just a really, really powerful, powerful place.
Wow. Holy ground. Yeah, please.
I kind of feel like the organizers of this festival offer the bands a chance to go there, though. I really do think that we don't play too many festivals where we're offered to play like a 4 hour set.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we played a 4 hour set just to say we can play.
We did it.
4 hour. Yeah, we did it. We could do this. I think it's Bonnaroo special because it is about the bands and the music and the concert goers coming together and at one moment and sharing an experience together.
And Patrick Hallahan, I'm not sure you are a Kentucky guy. Is this a regional thing? I know some. You know, you've got members from around the country at this point. What do you think
I am a Kentucky guy.
You are as well.
From born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky.
So it's the real straight deal here. who have you got who's not from Louisville then in the band at this point?
Well, you've got the three Kentuckians right here.
That's right.
Okay. And the others, do the other guys look at you like, you know, cross-eyed, like what is going on with you all?
They are natural Kentuckians.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
They're metaphysically Kentuckians. they're not literally, but they are. They get it.
That's a qualification for signing up, I guess. Let's get down your way. Bowling Green, Kentucky. Ashley is calling. Ashley, you're on with My Morning Jacket. Hi.
I just wanted to say that before I started listening to My Morning Jacket, I kind of had lost hope in new music.
At all? Wow, okay, that's big.
It was amazingly refreshing to see people or to hear people writing their own music, writing their own lyrics and their own songs, and actually coming through in their music. Like, you can hear Jim James, you can hear all of their feelings. It's amazing. And I saw him at Bonnaroo, actually, the last three times. And it's, it is out of this world.
Ashley, you're a good fan.
Thank you very much.
Huge fan.
Good fan, and right
so
there.
Sweet.
Yeah. Bowling Green, and thank you so much. Southampton, New York, Kim is calling. Kim, you're on the air. My Morning Jacket, Jim, Tom, Patrick with you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I love the name of the band. I'm from Southampton, New York, but I heard you guys on the Penguin in Wilmington, North Carolina. And at first when I heard the name, I thought that you guys were an all-female group. So that's why.
All-girl band, these Kentucky boys. Okay.
Yeah. And then I listened to it. I'm like, wow, great lyrics, a fun sound. But I just like the name of it. A lot of groups, it's interesting. The more interesting groups have the more interesting names. And like I said, I'm sure that My Morning Jacket means a lot of things to a lot of people, but just curious where it came from.
Let's find out. Jim, what do you say?
Well, we started off as a girl band.
Yeah.
It was the early 80s.
Pink Foxy and the Evening Jackets. And then later...
We had all these dance moves and nowhere to take them.
And so...
So we went to Los Angeles. We hit the Sunset Strip.
And it blew up big. I think I read somewhere, Jim, that you just scribbled this down in a notebook once long ago, maybe when you were a teen.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you some big, crazy, metaphysical story of adventure and crossing the gender boundary lines and stuff.
Yeah,
but it was just a thing at the time where I was in a band called Month of Sundays, and we were playing more kind of heavy experimental stuff, and I had begun writing songs that I guess you'd call them more quote-unquote pop or kind of like acoustic, and I was starting to play coffee houses and stuff, and I just had a page in my notebook that I would, so I could remember which songs are which. I called that page the My Morning Jacket page, and the other page was the Month of Sundays page, and I really don't know why.
Are you happy with it? Is it wearing well, this jacket, this name?
I am. It's so weird, because, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where if you say a word or a group of words over and over again, they start to lose all meaning. Like if you say the word aeroplane or fork or
just
knife
fuzz out
or whatever.
After a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just blurs out. And I was, because we, you know, we do interviews and stuff, and it's kind of like you're constantly in therapy or something, thinking about why you did what you did, and, you know, thinking about it. And
I know, I dreaded this conversation, because I read you saying somewhere that what I hate most is analyzing the music. It's like pain to therapy. Oh, what are we going to do?
No, well, I'm fine with the name.
Good.
I like it.
Hey, it sets you straight apart. Another call. We'll get some more music. Sasha, Long Lake, New York. Sasha, you're on with My Morning Jacket.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to let Jim James and the rest of the band know how much they've influenced my life and brought me endless joy and serenity at a time where I was just down. And this is, for Jim James to even hear my voice, this is a dream come true right now.
How does that
Thank
happen?
You, very much.
You just put the music on and this influencing your life. How exactly does that happen, Sasha?
I heard it first through a friend, and all my friends say, oh, this is depressing music. It's depressing. But the joy it brings me, and in the way the music flows, it just speaks to me, and just it grounds me a lot in times of, like, when I need to be grounded. And just I cannot tell the band what they have done for my life. And my dream is to see them, but this is like a dream come true to me.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love it. Sasha, thanks for the
dream come true for us, too.
Hey, oh, everybody's happy. Adam in Burlington, Vermont. Adam, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. I just got to say, you guys are amazing. I've had a chance to see you a couple of times, and the most recent time was actually in Burlington last year. And, I mean, the energy you guys put out on stage, the whole nine, I mean, it was an amazing show, and it's not that kind of showmanship where people are dancing around. It's just this honest, beautiful energy you guys are putting out there. I wanted to say thank you for that. But I also wanted to ask how you guys can manage to play these giant shows like Bonnaroo and still manage to put out that much effort for these tiny little shows like where I'm going to see you guys. So, thanks.
Hey, that must be an eternal question. How about it?
We've been playing for so long, and it is so surreal because sometimes we get to play these giant shows like Bonnaroo, and then other times, you know, in places in England or Europe, you know, we're playing for 100 people or something like that. So I feel like our crowd size always differs. But for us, I think we grew up going to shows, and when you go to a show, Like, I've gone to shows where I felt like the band really didn't care about me, and they didn't care I was there at all, you know, and they're
the
just
band
like...
The band or the
No,
or
just the like crowd. The band I would go to see.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, you know, as a concert goer myself, mm-hmm. especially when I was young, going to see bands, mm-hmm. and you know, you love this band and go to see them, and then you feel like they don't care about you, you know, like they seem stuck up or whatever. So I think we've always just remembered that feeling and wanted to never... do that to anybody, because we're always so grateful that people come to see us, you know, and whether it's 30 people or 30,000 people, I mean, we know what it's like to go to a concert, and you want to connect with the band, and the band, we want to connect with you, you know, the people that come to see us, because we, you know, I mean, you can make music. I think all of us would be making music in our basements or our bedrooms, because we all love music. But if you're performing, if you're a band that's actually on the road, it's all about the people that come to see you, and the exchange between the band and the people that come to the concert, because that's the whole reason we do it. So we can't do it without the fans that come.
The crowd's got to love that. We're talking with My Morning Jacket. I want to talk about how the music moves. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let me play a little bit of a track. This is from your 2003 album. We'll come back to Circuital, but this is from It Still Moves, a song called Golden. Okay, there's Golden from the 2003 album It Still Moves, big album for My Morning Jacket. Now, I want to ask you all how the basic sound changes over time. And that's very Kentucky sounding, kind of folky, very acoustic, got that big reverb in there that you're famous for. But if I can, I want to turn to a big track off your new album, Circuital. It's called Holding On to Black Metal. Just sort of hear them back to back here. Stand by there in Louisville and let's just sort of flip it over. Here's Holding On to Black Metal from the latest from My Morning Jacket. Big song there from Circuital, Holding On to Black Metal. And boy, you can hear Tom Blagenship. He's with us on bass there. Patrick Hallahan right there on the drums. And of course, Jim James, lead vocalist out front. How does that evolution take place from what we heard in that more acoustic sound, Jim, to what we hear in black metal?
You know what? I mean, I really just try to not think about things that much. Mm-hmm. And I love, I mean, music... I feel like it's such an infinite well, you know, and we could all sit here and listen to a new song back to back to back to back and never run out of new songs,
you know,
and never run out. So for me as a music listener, the music I listen to is absorbed into what I then create. So I just feel like I want to let as many different influences into our music as possible. And at the end of the day, whoever or whatever is sending songs into my brain from whatever dimension, I feel like I just try to respect those things and listen to them. So if the voices or the spirits tell me it's an acoustic song with reverb and it's pretty simple, then that's how I try to respect it. And if they say it's got horns and singers and strings and craziness, then I try to respect that as well.
We hear it. We're grateful for it. Voices, spirits, and whatever else you're listening to that comes right back out in the very My Morning Jacket way to us. Jim James, Tom Blankenship, Patrick Hallahan, please stand by there in Louisville. We've got lots of callers. on the line for you all. Listeners, you're free to join us. Have you seen these guys perform? Were you at Bonnaroo last week? And what do you hear in their new album? Have you caught them on the circuit? My Morning Jacket is with us from Louisville, Kentucky. 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Here's Out of My System from Circuital. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
With the sun on my shoulder and the wind in my back, I will never grow older, at least not in my mind. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
We're talking this hour with Kentucky Rockers' My Morning Jacket. Wonderful, The Way I Feel behind us there from Circuital, their brand new album. They're headed out on tour, Milwaukee, Chicago, and right on around the country and across the pond. They're joining us today from Louisville, Kentucky. Jim James, lead vocalist there, guitarist. Tom Blankenship, bass guitarist. Patrick Hallahan, drummer for My Morning Jacket. All with us from Louisville, where they are back. Three Kentucky boys, where they just recorded this latest album, most of it in a gymnasium in a local church in Louisville. You can join us, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm going to hear in just a moment from Brian Mansfield in Nashville. He's been listening to My Morning Jacket, but a couple of comments here. First, Jim, Tom, Patrick, Aaron writes online. You can kind of hear this right in this song. She says, I love the balance of masculinity and sensitivity in the music of My Morning Jacket. Oftentimes, she writes, indie bands have a whining sound, and these guys have a strength in their lyrics that mixes nicely with the spirituality and inquisitiveness of their lyrics. How about it?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maybe the most ultimate compliment of all time.
That isn't crazy to hear, because I feel like that, yeah, I feel like lots of times, just spiritually, I feel like I'm floating in a middle ground between man and woman, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like, I know what she means. I just feel like I can kind of tap into, mm-hmm. well, maybe not tap into, but I just kind of feel like that a lot of times. Like, I feel like...
Sure. Why not? I mean, if you're yeah. far
well,
enough
I think
out
we all do. Well, no, I think we all do if you're open. Because I think so many people, like men are supposed to feel manly and women are supposed to feel womanly. But, mm-hmm. you know, we all feel it all. You know, if I think every person does. It's just, I don't know.
I don't want to throw stones here, but what about, or have you, but what about, she said, you know, you say you can relate to that, but what about her observation about a whining sound in a lot of indie bands?
That's what elicited laughter.
Yes, I heard it. We all heard it. So does that mean you agree?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of whining going on. But
that's true.
You know, there's a lot of celebrating going on, too.
Yeah. So.
And here's another from R.P. Napper. He says, to me, MMJ, My Morning Jacket, is as linked to Bill Monroe, Ralph Stanley, and Pa Carter as much as to the Rolling Stones or other modern rockers. May the circle remain unbroken, brothers, he says. See you at Red Rocks in August. How about it?
No, that's very sweet.
Wow. Yeah.
But do you feel it? Do you agree?
I mean, just being like part of the continuum, you mean, of past?
Well, where's
present?
Your taproot going? I know. I've read it. You don't like that root, well, that word roots, but more, you know, root hairs going back to Bill Monroe, Ralph Stanley, Pa Carter, or Stones?
Well, I think, yeah, I think everything. I mean, I think we all... being from, you know, the bluegrass state or whatever, mm-hmm. I can understand what he's saying. I think that's deep in our subconscious somewhere, but I don't know. I mean, I try to find, I don't know. I feel rooted in most every music that I hear personally that I connect with. It doesn't really matter, you know, where mm-hmm. it's from.
Jim James, Tom Blankenship, Patrick Callahan, stand by there in Louisville. We've got Brian Mansfield with us from Nashville, Tennessee. Correspondent, music writer for USA Today, just back from covering the Bonnaroo Festival in Manchester, Tennessee. Brian Mansfield, thank you so much for being with us and my morning jacket here.
Hi, Tom. It's great to be here. I'm enjoying listening to this.
I'm glad. You can quote us, Brian. It's quite all right.
Hint.
How about my morning jacket? How long have you been listening, following Brian? And what do you hear in these guys?
I hear a lot of the same things that all of your listeners are talking about. I mean, there's that real sense that they're like they were talking about being part of the continuum. That it's a kind of music that really has conversations with the past because they're pulling from so many different areas. And that's one of the things I love, is that you can connect to them coming from a lot of different directions. And I think that's one of the reasons they've been such a popular Bonnaroo act over the years.
What about when you hear Jim James talk about drawing on voices and spirits? Now, of course, all artists do that. But with My Morning Jacket, I feel like you can hear that a little more in the music. I mean, Bonnaroo's got that really kind of sometimes almost New Agey edge to it. But do you hear that that thread?
Well, a lot of it's the reverb.
Yeah, right. Just hit the reverb pedal and we're there with the cosmos.
Which I think gives it this, you know, real kind of haunting sound that you can just kind of get lost in. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about the way the band sounds. But, you know, really, I think in terms of Bonnaroo, and this time, this last week was the third time that I've gotten to see them at Bonnaroo. I've actually only seen them at Bonnaroo.
Wow.
And so for me, they really kind of embody the spirit of what that festival's all about.
And what do you, I don't know, how do you describe them to a friend who, many people know them well, but what about a friend who hasn't heard them? How do you describe My Morning Jacket?
A lot of it would have to do with what I knew about the friend's musical taste, because, like I said, you can connect to them coming from a lot of different areas. If they're, you know, if you're into jam bands, then there's a real improvisational sense to what they do. But and one of the things that I love about them is that they're so steeped in like old school soul music. I remember about 3 years ago that long 4-hour late night set that they were talking about, and they're doing Sly and the Family Stone and Erykah Badu and Bobby Womack and, you know, and all of this stuff. But there's also, you know, there's kind of a southern rock element, a sort of a psychedelic rock element. You were playing Golden a little bit ago, and that's kind of a Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and you had two of those four at Bonnaroo this year too.
Here's a little bit of them with Erykah Badu. This is their Louisville concert, rolling out their new album, Circuital, filmed by Todd Haynes and streamed live on YouTube. My Morning Jacket and Erykah Badu in Louisville just a few days ago. Brian Mansfield, you're the reporter, USA Today. We've got the guys right here. Do you have a question for them, given you've just seen them at Bonnaroo, Brian?
How soon are you coming back?
Well, I mean, you're in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in Nashville, I think, is that in August?
I think in August.
Yeah, either July or August. Sometime pretty soon we'll be back in Nashville.
Okay. Great. Well, I'm just sort of like all the other fans. You know, when are you coming to town? But and I am curious, since I've only seen you doing those big shows at Bonnaroo, how a show may be different when you're playing just your show to just your fans.
I don't know. I mean, we really try to just enjoy the moment, you know. And I really don't think there's ever any conscious intention to make this show different or that show different. I mean, sometimes if we're playing like a New Year's Eve show or some show that has some theme, there'll be some, you know, conscious intention to, you know, let's play some cover songs or, you know, do something for like a party type atmosphere. But other than that, I mean, I feel like we really kind of go into every show the same. You know, we kind of huddle up and close our eyes and, you know, just kind of try to gather ourselves together before the show and then go out there and do the best we can.
Just do it. Brian Mansfield with USA Today in Nashville. It's so good of you to come on with us for a few minutes here, Brian. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
I've been thrilled to. Thank you.
Brian Mansfield, USA Today from Nashville country. My Morning Jacket with us from Louisville, Kentucky. Let's get more. Here's a First Light from their new album, Circuital.
First Light tonight.
Let's get a call from On Up Kentucky Way, Jacob in Lexington, Kentucky. Thanks for calling, Jacob. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hi from Lexington, where I know Jim had spent a little bit of time. And I just wanted to commend you guys on making just such amazing music. And Tom, you were asking earlier to your listeners how to describe it. And to me, it just has kind of an old soul, kind of like a Howlin' Wolf and a Muddy Waters type of accessibility. But it's just complicated enough and intuitive enough that just keeps everybody interested. And it constantly, throughout the plane of their catalog, has stayed true to a certain root, yet, and gone on and experimented with so many different things, and it's unbelievable. I just want to thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's great. Jacob, I appreciate your call. I was thinking as we had Victory Dance on earlier off the new album, and, you know, starts out with a great line, should I close my eyes and prophesize, and goes on, should I wet the ground with my own tears, crying over what's been done, and says, hey there, I'm flying up above, looking down on the tired earth. Now, I know that you listen to voices and you listen to spirit, and that's where art comes from, but, you know, do you feel a challenge to address what's going on now? Are the times we live in, the sort of world we're looking out on right now, as opposed to 20 years ago or 100 years ago, do you feel, let's say, Jim, when you're writing lyrics, do you feel a challenge to sort of, to engage with that in a way that's now, or do you just feel timeless, could be any time?
Well, I'm definitely trying to engage with now, you know, but I'm trying to do it in a non-specific way, because I feel like whenever I listen to songs from time periods that mention specific references from that time period, I feel like they're instantly dated in a way. I mean, I'm sure we can think of some exceptions of classic songs that might mention a specific reference. But yeah, I don't, for me personally, I'm definitely, you know, thinking about now and trying to address now, but I'm trying to address it, I guess, in a way that applies no specific date stamp to it.
So if there's a tired earth, if you're looking down and you see that, and I think people might relate to that right now.
I mean,
are you a balm? Are you a hope? I mean, you go on to say hope to watch the victory dance.
Yeah, I mean, that song is hopeful. I mean, it kind of starts out just with me or the character in the song kind of questioning their place in the earth. And, you know, I have a lot of trouble getting stuck, hung up on the past. And, you know, a lot of people do, and you're trying to move past the past and be the best person you can now. And in that middle section, I feel like I'm kind of being visited by a spirit, like a grandfather, you know, that's passed on before me, and that's kind of talking to me from above, saying that they can see how, you know, they remember how hard it is down here on the earth, and they can see that, but they also see the potential, you know, in humanity, and there's always such potential within us as humans. You know, I think deep down at the root of every human is the desire to do good and to be good, you know, but the life can be such a battle, you know, that people get so lost in it, and it really is tough. But I think there is at the root of it all, you know, that hope and that positivity that we can figure it out somehow.
Speaking to you go the lyrics from All of Heaven's Possibilities, My Morning Jacket. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let's go to Aaron in Stanton, Virginia. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. What do you know?
I just wanted to say how much I appreciate My Morning Jacket. I was telling someone, my husband and I's first date was watching one of their concerts. I believe it was It Still Moves. And it was one of the best times we'd had. And we ended up getting married, and our first dance at our wedding was to Hopefully. We've gone and seen them a couple of times, and they're really just amazing every time.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's great. We love it. Thank you. Thank you there in Stanton, Virginia. Appreciate your call. Let's get one more from Salt Lake City or Farmville, Virginia. Ken is calling. Hi, Ken, you're on the air. Excuse me. That's Salt Lake City, and they come and they go. Ken, you're on.
All right. I just wanted to tell you that you took me back. I'm 54 years old, and I remember hearing these incredible sounds coming out of my teenage son's room. And finally, I went downstairs, and I think y'all were on Austin City Limits, and the song was Don Dante. And the journey that you took me on the topography of that song, the spirit of that song. I've felt that way two other times with bands, and one of them was back in 64. She Loves You and the Beatles. I can remember seeing them on Sullivan. And the spirit of that song, the absolute spirit. And then buying a record by U2, never have heard them before. Gloria comes on, and I hadn't felt like that since She Loves You. And the spirit that is in you all's music, and the original places that you went in your guitar solo, Jim, it was never cliche. You were playing what you were feeling in your heart and soul. And it's just absolutely astonishing and fantastic, and you're a blessing to so many people, you guys and your music. And it's something special, and you can tell that you respect the gift that is coming through you guys.
Hey, Ken, that's terrific. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
beautiful
much.
Beautiful comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Right there. And soon, right out on the road, will you be sorry to say goodbye to Louisville for a few months here? Or had enough of that gymnasium down at the gym, at the church?
Time to move? It's always tough to leave home and, miss the folks at home, but hopefully, you can keep a balance. We try really hard. Oftentimes life falls out of balance, but we try really hard to keep a balance where we're, home and on the road, in pretty equal amounts to where mm-hmm. we can try and keep it all in order.
And where is home? Is it really Louisville still, or is it L.A. now? I mean, where do you hang your hat?
No, the three of us you're talking to still mm-hmm. live here in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And Carl, our guitar player, lives in Nashville, and Bo lives in L.A.
Well, there's a pretty good swath of the country. Do you think of yourselves as a southern band, or does that
not at all?
Meaning
no,
to?
Not at all.
No, no, no.
We kind of identify with the spirit of Louisville, which is it's people from the south look at it and think it's the north. People from the north look at it and think it's the south.
Yep.
People from Chicago look at it and think it's not big enough. People from Bowling Green look at it and think it's too big. It's kind of like right in the middle. And
but it has
like
no identity of its own other than the fact that it is Louisville.
It is Louisville.
I don't know, a little derby action, and more than that, it's got a resonance. And I guess day by day or album by album, in your own way, you all are adding to it. Become a part of that story. It's been great talking with you and hearing some music off the new album and from days past. Really grateful to you. Jim James, the lead vocalist there, thank you so much for joining us this hour, Jim.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And Tom Blankenship, bass guitarist. Tom, thank you. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Patrick Hallahan, Kentucky boy. Thank you as well, Patrick.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Great having you all. We'll go out with Moving Away off Circuital from My Morning Jacket. Listeners, thanks for joining us. Enjoy. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.